sunlight will lead worship for all three services. And they've been here since 7:15, if I might add. Romans 12:6-8 says, we have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion, and the one showing mercy should be cheerful. The theme for youth this year is Tell Your Story. And today we have three youth gifted with storytelling abilities, telling their stories today to show how we can use the spiritual gifts we've been given by God in our everyday life. The students of Sunlight also share their gifts of music every Sunday at the 9:40 service. And every year, Sunlight travels to spread God's love to others through our music. Last year's tour took us down to Florida Keys, where we were able to spread our message and impact others as they impacted us to return. This year, we will participate in the first Sunlight mission trip to Jamaica to share our musical ministry. In addition to concerts here in Gainesville featuring all of Sunlight, we will be taking approximately 40 students, parents, and volunteers to share Sunlight's unique ministry beyond our country's borders. For any Sunlight trip, members are expected to contribute both financially and with their time by volunteering for various fundraising and service events. But we are here today to ask for your help, because we use the funds from the mission box to help supplement what we raise. This morning, please pray for the spiritual preparation and development of the Sunlight mission team, for the financial support of the trip, and for the chance for us to learn more about our spiritual gifts throughout our journey. Thank you so much for your ongoing support and love of Sunlight. And now it's time for us to lead the community tradition to begin our service. Welcome home. Please stand and greet those around you.
Good morning. Please remain standing as you are able, and let us worship God together as we sing out of the one great love in our opening hymn, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Thank you. church today, we would like to acknowledge the importance and influence that our spiritual gifts have in our everyday lives. The Lord our God has made us all with unique spiritual gifts. We are all gifted in our talents and passions. You alone know how your given talents will manifest in us. Lord, let us use these special abilities to tell our story and embody your faithfulness. You have granted these gifts to us, your children, so that we may better this world. Your attention to the screen as we watch a video showing the ways our youth share their spiritual gifts with Trinity.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world from a mile high, there's seed in the house tonight. Touch down the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop, breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street. See a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to arrive, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 I've been here a million times, a couple of million nights, just moving past me by, I swear I never thought that I was wrong. But I want to say,
as we bring our own joys and concerns to God in prayer, we want also to remember those who are in the hospital and in rehabilitation. Will you pray with me? Dear God, help us use our spiritual gifts to serve others and spread your faith. We are blessed to have these unique qualities that make us different from our neighbors. Thank you for allowing us to possess the potential to change this world for the better. Help us make the right decisions and use our gifts to glorify you. Show us the path that you have laid out especially for us. Guide us with your love and acceptance, molding us to be the best person we can be, created in your perfect image. Amen. The affirmation of faith and the Lord's Prayer and a song called Manifesto. This song is an exciting way to celebrate our unity in Christ, and we now invite you to join us in prayer.
Therefore, get rid of all ill will and all deceit, pretense, envy, and slander. Instead, like a newborn baby, desire the pure milk of the Word. Nourished by it, you will grow into salvation, since you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now you are coming to Him as to a living stone. Even though this stone is rejected by humans, from God's perspective it is chosen, valuable. You yourselves are being built like living stones into a spiritual temple. You are being made into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
With us if you are able.
today's offering. As I come forward, let us pray together. Gracious God, you are the giver of all good things in our life. As we give back to you now, please take our offerings and gifts and use them for the good work of our church community. Amen.
That we make each day count and are content with the life we have lived. They hope we live not only for the good times, but also for the bad times. This experience makes us who we are, and God has given us all these things so we can face them. Matthew 6, verse 34 states, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." If even the Bible is telling you to live out each day and take chances, then it must be true. Take advantage of each day and live in God's image. 86,407, 1,449, 24 hours. Make them count. Kaylin Ayala and the Sunlight Youth Choir and Band will now lead us in our musical offering this morning.
Thank you.
the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope.
Ever since I was a kid, I've grown up in a loving, Christian-based, disciplined, use-your-manners, family-dinners type of household. I've known about God my entire life, but it wasn't until I got older that I began to grow in my relationship with Him. The main things that keep me coming back to youth every Sunday, which can be hard at times when I am one of the few seniors in books on my Andy. Julie, Brian, and Aaron have all done so much, not only for me, but for each one of us throughout the years. I can't remember a time when I have called any of them and they weren't willing to drop everything and let me talk to them about what has been going on in my life. Each one of them has taught me what a true follower of Christ looks like. Our generation lives in an age of bullying, gossip, slander, and hatefulness. I know for me these things have destroyed my self-identity and confidence as a young woman. I always look forward to seeing all the smiling faces throughout the church because it is every one of you that lifts me up and encourages me in all the right ways. Youth is where I've been able to discover my spiritual gifts and learn how to use them to serve others. Youth and Sunlight are places where I'm equipped to talk about the good news of Jesus. I get so excited just by talking about Him because I know that I'm advancing in my relationship. I'm accelerating in my discipleship more than I could have ever imagined, especially through small groups, which plays a huge part in who I have become. It has helped me take ownership of my faith on a deeper level. I've been able to ask tough questions and share doubts and struggles without fear of rebuke. Youth and Sunlight is where I have made all of my best friends. These are the friends I will keep in my heart for eternity. They have been the ones I can go to and confess things to them and tell them anything and everything without feeling judged. Although these are my favorite things about being a part of these two amazing groups the last 6 years, my experiences were built on the foundation that my parents have laid out in front of me. Without them, I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today.
They can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. Now, if I may, a poem written, inspired by Jesus. While we have never seen, we know His beauty, a fire igniting impassioned hearts, residing within us, a spark. Medical youth mission trip to Nicaragua, the Sunlight Tour missions to Jamaica, and the Summer Appalachian Service Project in July. I learned this year in youth one of my top spiritual gifts is service, and through Sunlight and youth, I'm given many opportunities to express it. Last spring break, we were given the chance to go on our first international mission trip with our parents and oldest sister. That trip was eye-opening to me about what we take for granted here in the United States, like air conditioning, clean floors, and electricity. Many of the homes that we visited had dirt floors and their farm animals roamed in and out of their homes. The closest medical facilities were miles away down dirt roads from the people that we were serving. They would come to us in their best clothes because that's how important we were to them. It made me realize that we take being able to go to the doctor here whenever we need to for granted. We brought doctors with us to give the people medical care that they so desperately needed, like optometrists and audiologists.
One of the coolest things to me was being able to conversate with the people at that time I had gone through level in Spanish. There's a whole different level of connection to know that these kids were walking over about a mile to come and see us. The mothers were also very trusting of us. They would send us their children because they knew we were there out of love. And I can't wait to get back this year, having had another year of learning Spanish and conversating on an even deeper level. I saw God in the safety of our travels and by the way that we were greeted and welcomed by the people of Nicaragua. They were so grateful and generous to us, even though we were supposed to be there to help them. Even one of our patients came to us with very blurry vision and almost deaf. He traveled with his mother so that she could help him communicate with the people around him. We met him in a place called Death Valley, where a lot of people could not hear. And we were able to clean out his ears and give him glasses. He could see his mom clearly for the first time, as well as the gorgeous country around him. And his mom told him that she loved him, and he heard and saw it for the first time. It was a very incredible moment, a definite God moment. God put me there to be a part of it. It was awesome. I'm so grateful for Trinity for providing all these opportunities for me to use my gift to spread to God's kingdom of life.
Let us join our hearts together as we sing our thanks for all the beautiful things and gifts that God has given us.
Thank you. them we might recognize Christ's presence in these gifts and among us, his body and blood given up for our sake and for the sake of the world. Now bind us together as your church, called to be one people with one Lord, one faith, and one God. In Christ's name. For those who are serving this morning, come and meet us at the rails. Here at Trinity and in the United Methodist Church, the table of communion is always open. It is a place where everyone finds welcome, and so whether you're here for the first time today or you're here all the time, come. Receive bread from the pair of servers that's in front of your section. Take that bread and dip it into the cup, and then eat and give thanks. After you've received, you can return to your seats, or if you'd like, the prayer and kneeling benches are always available for you. Everything is ready, and we welcome you to the table. been led by the courage and the grace of our young people. It is so good to be with a church that recognizes the gift that you have to offer and encourages them to use those in worship and throughout the church and beyond the church. So we give thanks today for your ministry among us as part of the family of Trinity. Just a reminder that as you go out today, one of the ways you can support these young people is as they prepare to go on a mission and choir tour like never before to Jamaica this summer. Our mission box today helps support that effort. You'll find those boxes in the exit and the offerings that you place there will go for this summer's event. Let me invite you now to stand and receive the benediction from Maddie.
Our final blessing today is from Numbers 6:24-27. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.